54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 10 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the all 22 coaching tape. And to do it, we have our man here, NFL Films, the senior producer, Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome to Week 10.
Mr. Kaplan, always good to be with you.
And one of our favorite features on the show is to go inside the money position, the quarterback position. And there's a new trend. It's not actually new, but this season, everyone is talking about tempo here with Chip Kelly. But as you go around the National Football League, Greg, when you watch that tape, it seems like a lot of coaches are talking about tempo. What do we mean by it?
Well, what coaches are doing is they're getting to the line of scrimmage without huddling. That's first and foremost. No one's huddling. So you get to the line of scrimmage. Now, different teams have different philosophies. Chip Kelly and the Eagles, Coach Kelly wants to play fast. He's not waiting for Nick Foles to look at the defense and see what the defense is doing. He wants to snap the ball fast. Case in point, this past week against the Oakland Raiders, many plays, the ball was snapped with 24, 25 seconds on the play clock. And you know what that does? It means the defense is static. The defense can't move. And scheme-type defenses, like a Dom Capers Green Bay Packers defense, they may struggle with that because they're built on situational substitutions and moving players around and creating disruption and deception. Very hard to do that when you play really fast. But there's other types of up-tempo offense as well.
Now, the Denver Broncos, we've seen them do it. New England Patriots, ironically, a season, yep, to the Broncos. So what is the difference between the way they run it and the way that Chip Kelly does it?
Well, a team like Denver, they won't huddle either most of the time. Peyton Manning, though, will go up to the line, usually in the shotgun, and he will decipher the defense. He will look at it. He will see where people are. And he will then choose the best possible play based on what he sees. Normally, that's what Tom Brady does, too. But the Patriots are an interesting mix of playing really fast and the slower tempo. Because there are times in games when the Patriots race up to the line of scrimmage. Normally, they will hand the ball off when they do that. But they will catch the defense not in their proper gaps, in their proper alignment. And they will often get 15 to 20-yard runs because the defense is not in their proper gaps.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, we talked about tempo and we talked about Tom Brady. Of course, Peyton Manning, and they're big-time NFL quarterbacks who, when you watch them, you see the great attributes. If you listed them 1 to 5, timing, anticipation, rhythm, accuracy, willing to stand in the pocket. And then there's another one, which I learned from you and Ron Jaworski, sit in your office. It's the ability to create functional space, yep, and throw the football. It's my favorite term for quarterbacks, Greg. Let's talk about that. And also, Nick Foles is a guy I think does that really well.
Well, I've always believed in studying quarterbacks for a lot of years that the ability to move within the pocket, not to run outside,
correct,
of the pocket,
correct,
keeping your eyes downfield, that's the critical part. Don't drop your eyes. Keeping good ball position so you're ready to deliver the football away from the bodies. Sometimes it's so subtle, you don't even really see the movement, but it's there.
And plus with Nick Foles, I love how he doesn't roll out just to roll out. He will roll out when he feels the pressure, but he doesn't see it. That's an innate quality, Greg. Sometimes I'm not sure if that can be taught.
Yeah, and I think the key thing, you just hit right on it. For quarterbacks, they have to feel it. You can't look for it. Quarterbacks get in trouble in the NFL when they start looking for pressure or perceiving pressure. Another word I've used a lot in talking,
yes,
about quarterbacks, that sort of struggle when the bodies get closer and the pocket closes down, is they start to perceive it. And then that's where we get the term, they start playing too fast.
Exactly.
Because they perceive pressure that's not really there.
And Greg, also with quarterbacking, this to me is so important. We talk about timing and anticipation. Nick Foles against the Raiders, and one of the things I love when we break him down is that you see from him is, he throws the ball out there for the receivers or tight ends to go get. That is another quality that I think is special with Nick Foles and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Well, I think one of the things we saw last week with Nick Foles is because a lot of those spread looks, the 3-by-1 sets, is when you get the single receiver, very often what we call X-ISO, is you know that you can control the single high safety and he will not be a factor. So you can throw the first touchdown to Riley Cooper, the second touchdown of the game, the first to Cooper, was a great example of that. Foles, who's very good, by the way, in manipulating coverage, he just looked to his right. He knew the deep safety was not a factor, and he threw the fade ball. It's really a low-risk throw. It's either incomplete or it's a touchdown.
Exactly.
So you get those one-on-one matchups, and you can make those throws.
Bottom line is these are great traits for quarterbacks to have, and you see it week in and week out. And when you can do that, you could be a good quarterback long-term.
Can't play in the league without those traits.
No.
At a high level, by the way.
Certainly, certainly. Great information out of you. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
He's going down, 51 light. White 20! White 20!